Hey, everybody. So Nicole and I were just talking, like you do, you know, and this is why we have a community, so that you can pick up the phone or get on Skype or hang out, maybe meet up with friends that you've made that really enjoy metaphysics, astrology, palmistry, the tarot, manifestation, Reiki. All of these things are topical discussion at the Academy, and we've created a family, and we're welcoming you to it. So the point is that I was just talking to her, and Nicole, I'm not going to say you were boasting, because you absolutely weren't, but you were going through the litany of all the events you have to do. I mean, I don't even know when you're going to have time to pee. And while we were talking, you just got an invite. I don't want to reveal like details that would, you know, make anyone uncomfortable. So let's use a little bit of generic terms. But what can you tell everybody? Hi guys. The point of today is to show you what it's like when you're out there in the real world, and how this is a real thing that you can do if you put your mind to it. And we're here to help you. If you have any questions, go to cardshaper.com, talk to Nicole. Write me at dustywhite.net, advancedtarotsecrets.com, easytarotlessons.com. Go find us, ask us questions. We're here to help.
I even have on my site, you can book time with me for one-on-one mentoring for your tarot business. So absolutely. That's also available as well.
Oh, speaking of which, so we're going to talk about how you can make a lot of money reading cards. I personally had a hand in this, and I will never let her forget that. But she gets 200% credit. I know you can't go over 100%. So let's say 100%, and then an extra bonus 100%. She gets 100% credit for everything. She wrote the book. She published the book. She put out the book. She backs the book. She teaches the book. What does your book help, and how would it help anybody listening right now? It's like, why do we need your stupid book? I'm giving you a plug, but
right,
we're about to show you this stuff works. So just bring people up to speed. Why the hell would you write a book? What's in it anyway? First,
well, the reason why I actually wrote the book was that I was getting active in our community on Easy Tarot Lessons, and I just started like doing it. It you know, the business was coming together, let's just say. And what was happening was there were other students that kept calling me and asking me, unbeknownst to them, they were all asking me the same questions. And I was just like, why don't I just write this down? Like, it's just like at this point of like, I keep repeating myself over and over.
Right.
This has got to be something that people are looking for and they can't find the answer to. So that's why they keep coming to me and asking me. So that was literally why I put the book together. And it wasn't the fact that like I had something special that nobody else did. It was the fact that I've had experience as an entrepreneur over 20 years. I mean, I started doing like my own thing and having a side hustle back in 2001. And it does help that my husband's an accountant, so I kind of know what goes where and what pieces of the puzzle go together, but he still makes me do it myself. Like, I have to make my own LLCs. He does not help me, even though he should. But so there's all
thanks,
of-
bro.
Yeah, right. So there's
not gonna
all
use
of,
his real name, but yeah.
So there's all of that as well, that I've had this experience of, you know, working in different businesses, working in different industries, learning how to sell, and you know, learning how to network, learning how to deal with problems and situations within a business, surviving when the economy tanks. So, you know, like I said, it's all of this past life experience that I actually had put into this book, and I distilled it down into like no fluff, very straightforward, to the point, just do this. Like, you don't want to hear my story. Like, you don't want to hear me rambling and all that filler. Just tell me what to do, and then you go out and do it. So it's very easy, concise, and lined up.
Who is this book going to help? What is this particular book about? What are the chapters, or what are the lessons? So what are they going to walk away with?
It's called Kickstart Your Tarot Business. Now, I had named it Kickstart Your Tarot Business, but after I had written it and published it and really gave it another, you know, thorough read, this can really be for anybody that wants to start a wellness business, or anybody that even wants to start a business, because it has everything in here that you should really be considering and thinking about when you do decide. You know, everything from, are you ready? Come up with your business name. You know, how you have to set up an LLC, or if you want to even set up an LLC, there's some considerations in there, that things that you need to think about. You know, paying your taxes, putting yourself out there, the different ways which you can market yourself on the web, and the easy way to do it without giving yourself a mental breakdown. You know, so yep, more marketing.
So this is like a workbook that you just pick a topic. Like, okay, as a reader, because I've got your book. So as a reader, I open up and I'm like, oh, crap, I didn't know I need to do this. Set the book down, go do it, come back. It, like, these are things that are essential for you to go from, hey, I like reading tarot or doing Reiki, to, wow, I am helping people and they are paying me. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
It is. And it's also great. So it's great as a starter, but it's also great that if you're in the business right now and things are at a lull and you really just want to give your business a kick in the pants, like, it's a really good basic book. Like, I'm not here, like, the book is not going to tell you how to make, it's not a secret, like, where it's going to tell you how to make $1 billion doing tarot readings. That's not what my book does. My book gives you a foundation. And sometimes, even when we're farther along, we have to go back to the foundations. And sometimes we have to make things simple. It's taking those two steps back to go 20 forward.
Also, I've been in business since I was 16. No, actually, earlier than that. I'll tell that story some other time. One thing I've noticed is that it's one thing to say I'm going to start a business, or even start a business, but they keep talking about statistics like most businesses fail in the first year or 2 years. I like books that take me back to the basics and go, if you want to survive in business, if you want to stay in business, these things aren't pretty and they aren't fun. Well, maybe they can be fun, but you need to constantly be aware of them and do them rather than chasing off the next, you know. I used to make candles. I made some of the best herbal magical candles around. That's undisputed. I was, I'm the king of anything, but I was the prince of magical candles. You know what it wasn't the prince of? Marketing, running a business, accounting, shipping, all the stuff all the boring stuff, right? Yeah. And so I limped along, and yeah, I had sales in 26 states. I had sales internationally. But I wasn't a business owner. I was a candle maker. What I like about your particular book, and this isn't an advertisement for the books, folks, but I do want to let you know that what we're about to do is show you what you can do. And if you're like, well, I want to do that, what is it, like $15? I don't know.
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah. It's about $15. It's
you
available at Barnes & Noble, yeah, too. You can go ask for it.
Great. Okay. But the point is, you're going to, no matter what you do in life, you're going to need advice. You're going to need mentors. You're going to need help. For $15, you're out the door. You've got a business plan. You've got a thing where you go, I need to follow these steps. Now, again, lest people think we're just making an advertisement. I know this was now like 10, 15 minutes ago, but I was like, oh my God, I got to trick her into getting on the phone. This is true. Not that she minded, but I was like, I'm not going to tell her anything. And I told you, I'm going to put you on the spot. While we were talking about things you had to do, you just got an invite tell us in generic terms without revealing names, what is the invite and what does it involve? And this is, but you said the magic word again, so I'm spoiling the surprise, that somebody was so happy with you that they were like, oh no, we want you to do this.
Oh yeah, no, so it's crazy because when event planning is kind of like, when people plan events, it's kind of like wedding planning, but sped up. So people plan events anywhere from 3 to 6 months out. So we're kind of in that planning phase of people having events in the fall already. So I was actually contacted today too for another event that I haven't read at. And I was like, I don't know if I want to drive all the way there, but we'll see what happens.
Sorry. Are you turning away clients because you're so busy?
Well, hey, folks,
the reason
really
why I'm saying this, I want you guys to do this too.
Yeah.
Like we're great. We want you to do this too.
Yeah. I just don't know if I want to drive 2.5 hours in one direction, you know? So it's kind of, I'm up in
the air.
Wait,
you're driving. Let's be clear on that because people are like, oh, you're driving. First off, you're getting everything ready. That's at minimum a half an hour. Then you got 2.5 hours. So that's 3 hours. Then you do your event. And if you're doing any good, you're going to be wasted. You're going to be tired and shagged out. Now you have to come back 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. So I think you mentioned you might just get a hotel and say,
This is actually another event that I didn't even talk to you about. So this is besides, that one.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay. Look, people, I keep telling you, I'm a star maker. This is my job. And here is my protege going, oh, I haven't even told you how much business I'm getting. again, we're here to help.
But this is what happens. Yeah. So like the first year I ran around like a chicken without a head. I did everything. The biggest, here's the secret. Don't say no. The first year, in order to figure out what it is you want, where you fit in, where you belong, and what you love. Okay. Then once you get in a groove and you've been to different events and you've seen different things, you're like, oh, I don't like to do that. Oh, but I like to do that. All right, no, I'm never doing that again. Like, you know, it's just you find what works for you. Like, I don't want to do pop events where I got to bring a pop-up tent anymore. And I was like, I'm going to be 49. I've done that for over 20 years that I've been dragging a tent to a field and I'm done. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. You know, I did that religiously for the first year and a half. You know, and dealt with rain and dealt with weather cancellations and dealt with mud and dealt with dragging things and scraping up my car. But I knew that that's what needed to be done at that time. And now I put my time in that pit and now I'm moved on. Like I've graduated to the next level. So when I'm sitting here and I'm saying, yeah, I'm being a little bit picky and choosy, it's not that I can afford to be, quote unquote. It's just that I realized what I want in my capacity and what I want to do and what I don't want to do to meet the people to bring me to the next level. Make sense?
Right. No. And what I like most about everything you just said is when you said doing what you love. Look, folks, I've been there. I haven't been a ditch digger, all right? But I've been a telemarketer. I've worked in fast food.
Same.
Customer service.
Same.
right. So in other words, I think it's safe to say we've all done shit jobs. Mm-hmm. And I don't make near as much money right now, oh boy, as I used to. When I was a salesman, I made a lot of money. Yeah. I'm good at spending money that I make. But the important thing is I get by, I'm literally doing this 7 days a week and I absolutely love it. And anybody who says do what you love and you never work another day of your life is a lying asshat. Mm-hmm. It's work. You're going to work and you're going to hate it some days and you're going to love it some days. But when you step back and go, oh, thank you. Thank you, whoever is in charge. I get to do what I want in life. And I don't have to take shit from people that I don't like because I go, oh, new client. Or if I were in the call, I don't know if I want to drive that far. I mean.
But, you know, but that's part of my, that's part of my thing because, you know, I have a medical condition. So I know that I only have so much energy to get me somewhere, for me to function for a amount of hours, and then to get back. So if I know that I'm pushing that boundary, I can't push that boundary. Or I have to set up something else in place where I'm going to need a hotel room because I'm not going to be able to drive back that night. Or, you know, so there is certain parameters that know thyself, you know? So driving does exhaust me because lucky me, I literally drive with my intuition on, and it took me years to figure that out. So
absolutely. Now, let me be clear and specify. I know this is the, quote, easy tarot lessons podcast, mm-hmm. but everything we're talking about today, if you want to do astrology, if you want to do tarot, if you want to do Lenormand, if you want to do cartomancy, if you want to do Reiki, what we're talking about, is literally how can we help you? And then, of course, how can you take your spiritual business or your spiritually inclined business? We don't want you to be top heavy. We don't want or front loaded. You know, I'm, God bless, there's so many different businesses out there and we need them all. But we don't want you to feel like you have to invest $10,000, $100,000, $500,000 in a business just to get it going, or spend $500,000 on an education.
Right. And that's the thing. This book does it in a very, I started my tarot business with $0. Like, I'm just going to say it.
Right.
Zero. Yeah. I had a deck and then.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Fair trade. You had life experience and you had a deck.
And I had a deck. Yep.
Right.
And, you know, and when I say I started with $0, I started with $0. I scrimped money together.
Oh, wait. Once again, thanks, bro. Thanks for helping your wife out. We're throwing him under the bus.
Because he was like, not another business. So I kind of like did it again.
Oh, my God. No more woman. No.
Yeah. It was basically like, if you're going to do this, you're just doing this yourself. You're getting zero help from me. Oh, and by the way, it's tax season. I don't exist. So there was that as well. As long as I was out of his hair and not bothering him, I think he'd just let me do whatever I wanted at that point of the year. So what happened was I literally just, well, you know what? I think I put the $150 for the LLC on my credit card. Like I didn't, like it was all,
right.
You know,
that's risky, but it's a business decision. Certainly.
Right. And I was just like, well, you know what? I'll pay it off when I get it, you know? And it just started growing from there. So yeah, I had to invest $150 to do the LLC. And you really didn't have to do the LLC right away because you could have been a sole proprietor, but then things get messy with sole proprietorship. I like the safety net that the LLC puts up for legal reasons and things of that nature.
Right, no, that's fair enough.
So I said, look, if I got to do it, you know, it's $150. But then I looked at it and I went, but how many readings is that? Oh, that's like, you know, like I could read for, I don't know, at the time, I think I was charging like $30 a reading for a half hour. So I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I can get 5 readings. Like, you know, people are willing to pay me and blah, blah, blah. So, and then I got that paid off. And then I did the next thing. So like when I had first started, I said, I'm not going to get a website because a website costs money and it's also a monthly fee and it's a waste for the functionality that you need. I was like, I'll do a Linktree. And I'll get a free, like Linktree is free. So I made the Linktree and I made a free, like, you know, link out site and all this stuff. And it was just basically like, email me, contact me, you know, email me, call me. And then I linked a PayPal or a Venmo. So like everything.
Right.
And then
PayPal
I got my
and
Instagram.
Venmo, Back in my day, we couldn't do telemarketing because we needed florists. Oh God, this is life of an outlaw. We needed florists. It's like 100 years ago, so it's okay if I'm doxing them. We needed florists to run our business through for credit cards. Now, Venmo, PayPal, it's never been easier just to throw up a shingle. Folks, I hope you're writing this down. This is literally step by step, not business advice, but just showing you how she did it. And Canva, you have made Canva your bee, your minion. I mean, I don't know if you're like even paying Canva, but I know I you started for free. And so it's worth paying for. But what can you do for your business? What does Canva do for you?
It's just all my marketing. That's how I make all my marketing materials, how I make my signage, how I made my cover for my book. Well, the groundwork of the cover of my book.
So you're saying you can get just lots of easy artistic images?
Yeah, I mean, you can make your logo. I made my logo in Canva. So it's very creative. The reason why I pay the $13 a month is that you can.
Oh, Jesus. You went into business and you're paying $13 a month. Do you know how much rent is on an even postage size stamp retail shop anywhere in America is?
Yeah.
It's not $13 a month.
No.
Okay. So tell us again, we're not advertising Canva, but how does it help you as a tarot reader? Cause that's like something digital.
But like I said, it makes all my marketing material. It makes all my marketing material. Everything you see on Instagram, my business cards, my flyers, my posters, my postcards, just everything. My branding is literally Canva.
What's the learning curve?
It's coming as a professional, former professional photographer and having to deal with like the Adobe system. Canva is completely, I can't find the word in my brain, but it's very like natural. Like just like if you pick up an iPhone and you could figure it out, it's literally the
same way. I speak bad English. So let me see if I can translate. Adobe is Harvard. Canva is elementary school.
Yes.
And I don't mean in a bad way. I mean like, is it hard to learn?
No.
It's like, oh my God.
It's very intuitive. That was the word I wanted.
No, intuitive. And this is why we're going into this, folks, is that nothing should be an impediment to you doing what you want. And yeah, I'm still stuck on the Adobe monster. And when nobody's around, I'm always yelling at my computer because it's like stupid, lousy technology. It fails to work. But what are your friends? Your friends are Skype. It's free and easy to use. Canva, it's free to start. Canva Pro is like $13. It's super easy to use. I will go as far as saying I've recently, now granted, I've taken courses, dare I say, at Harvard on computers and web design and all that stuff. I like Wix. Honestly, I got so tired of HTML and JSS and all the CSS and blah, 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 alphabet salad. I just went to Wix and went, oh. And then I went to Fiverr.com and went, I don't feel like making a Wix website. Can I pay somebody? And like, yeah, give me $100. I'll make you a Wix website. And I was like, click. Now, again, I'm not telling you guys to spend money, but holy crap, I've got so many damn websites. I got WordPress sites. The problem with WordPress, and again, God bless WordPress, but you got to keep updating everything.
It's a monster. Oh my God, it's a monster.
And certain plugins work or don't work, and there's hacks. I am advertising. I'm not getting paid for this, by the way. There's no sponsorships. I would say if I had to do it all over again, Wix and Canva, an LLC for $150, I'm good with that. A tarot deck for like, pick your favorite tarot deck in the world. You're probably under $40. Like normally it's like $12 to $20.
Yeah, I mean, and I did Linktree, so you didn't even have to pay for a Wix site.
Oh,
like
I still don't have
like, I don't want to say a quote unquote legit website, because what do I want people to do?
Well, you don't need one.
I don't want to sit here and pontificate about what the cards mean to me or what your reading is. No, damn it. I want you to call me for a reading. I want you to call me for a healing. I want you to be able to find me and talk to me and email me and get a hold of me. So in essence, Linktree is all you really need. And, you know, yeah, I got fancy and I upgraded and I bought a website from GoDaddy and I just rerouted it to my Linktree. Like, bingo.
And see, that's the thing. Please, people, grow into your business. Right. I mean, and I'm not saying don't spend money.
Right.
I'm saying get what you need as you need it.
Correct. I didn't do that until probably 4 months in. And I let me tell you, and the craziest part is like I was actually excited that I got to do that. You know, whereas like my other businesses, like when I started my photography studio, holy cow, I went in over my head $5,000.
Easily.
And this time around, I'm like, no, if I don't have it, I'm not spending it. I'm going to grow this slowly. And growing it slowly was probably the best thing I did.
Now, okay, folks, let's catch Nicole in a lie. She just said growing it slowly. Let's talk about some of the things that, again, what I want you guys to have.
What I meant by that was I didn't go out and buy everything whole hog all at once. It was like, okay, I did it. And then, next month I can afford it and I'll get this. Okay, next month after that, I'll put this amount aside and I'll pay for that function. So that
And
was
in the meantime, you were doing your 100 readings. You were practicing.
Yeah.
You were making friends who also like the tarot. And you're building your network. And, here's the thing. Without going too much into detail, I mean, look, go into all the detail you want, but without doxing anybody, did you go out, like, how did you get started? Did you go out and ask shops if they wanted a reader? How did you get started? Because you've read at different shops. How did that all come together?
That didn't come together until the connection started happening. So I took some of the money that I did from like the readings, the virtual readings and stuff that I was doing.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I pulled that money together. So as I was like, okay, yay, I can pay for a Linktree. Yay, I can do this. Like I was doing that on the side, but make no mistake, 100% of the money I was making for the first 6 months went back into the business. 100% of it.
Yes. Yes.
I did not.
This is called bootstrapping and people.
I was
please
not
don't
like,
go out and spend your money.
Right. Right.
Put it back
I was
in
not,
the business.
I was not buying my Louis Vuitton wallet back then. Like that was not happening. So.
I think your future self has thanked you for your previous work.
Yes. Very much so. But that was the other thing too, that was a hard lesson that like I'd get money and be like, oh, now I can buy the pretty shiny. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. You know, we're going to stick to the routine here. And did I buy a couple more tarot decks to get fancy and what might get my feet wet? Yes. Okay.
We all do, right?
But that's 100% of the money going back into the business. So
technically it is.
So what happened was, I put out my feelers and I started reaching out to the people that I did the 100 readings on because some of them were in the industry already. And there were people telling me, hey, there's like vendor fairs here and there's a psychic fair here and there's a market there. So I have had that prior experience of dragging a tent to a field, setting it up, selling my wares, selling my services, all of that stuff. So it folded in very nicely that I was like, okay, summer's coming. This was April, spring is coming. You know, it's time for, you know, event season from, you know, May to October is hardcore event season. So I just started Googling and I was having like a little bit of a hard time, but I found groups on Facebook. And I was calling like, you know, metaphysical stores. And so there were things going on and events in the area that I knew about. And I just signed up and paid for a booth and got a booth together and went and sat and did readings. And then right. from there, you know, you meet somebody and then you meet somebody and you meet somebody. Like I met somebody, I did a reading for this person and she's like, I own a coffee shop. I want you to come and do readings for me at the coffee shop, you know, at my coffee shop for my clients, for my customers. And, you know, okay, yes. And I went and I tried that and it worked. And I stuck with her for about a year and a half.
Okay, let's stop right there real quick.
Go ahead.
Because this is something we get all the time. So many people have a tarot deck, whether they come to school, whether they have talent, we're just going to move that. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. It's not about having talent. It's about having skill. Anybody can have a little bit of talent, but I promise you, skill overcomes talent every day. If you have talent and skill, yay. But you can learn. Anybody can learn to do this. So we're going to move that off to the side, and we're just going to say people want to do this job. They want to do this for a living. You have to do it. But here's what I keep hammering, and I'm nice. There's an academy out there that says 500 readings or die. I'm nice. I only say you need to do a minimum of 100 real readings. I don't mean like, you know, one card readings. You need to do 100 real readings before I will accept that you are allowed to say, I am now charging. Can you get tips? Can you have people pay you? Yes, but I do, before you start saying, pay up, otherwise I'm not speaking to you, you got to do it at least 100 times because you have to learn what it's like to have good clients, bad clients, happy clients, readings where you're like, oh my God, oh, I wish I hadn't done this. But what I wanted to say was that, Nicole, you just brought up something that I need everybody to know. While you are doing your 100 readings, if you are selective, if you choose people, I'm not saying discriminate in any way, but if you choose people wisely, those 100, I don't care, 200, 300 people that you're giving readings for, some of these people, not all of them, some of these people will become part of your network. And mm-hmm. people know people. So maybe you're reading for somebody you didn't know runs a coffee shop or a coffee house. Or they're the wife or husband of somebody who does. Yep. Or their best friend. Or they go into this place all the time and they're like, I'm your best customer. You know, it's a coffee house. We got this psychic. And other people come up with ideas for you, because that's what we do when we like something. We're like, hey, I got this idea, mm-hmm. and we like sharing it. So I just want to point out to people, this is the secret of how you do it, because this is exactly how Nicole did it. Is it's not like, oh my God, she had all this experience doing this or that. We all have life experience.
Go ahead. Well, I mean, I'd also have to say that I was kind of blessed, because the universe, I'm not kidding when I say the universe lined this up years in advance, because when I had just at the cusp of me, like at the sunset of my photography business, I was actually doing photography and gigs and, you know, working for yoga companies, yoga studios, yoga clothing companies. So I had all these people still in my Rolodex. And I literally just texted them and I'm like, hey, I'm doing this with my life now. And it was kind of like a, you owe me. Like, you know, just sit down for a half hour with me and give me your opinion. You know, I sat here and photographed you for 3 hours, drove to New York, you know, spent an entire day with you, gave you images. Like, you owe me at this point. And it's really beautiful because there were so many other like beautiful souls of people that I encountered, and they actually were willing to do that and give their time back to me in that manner and give me the respect and the feedback. And then they sent me other people, you know, it was a very, very beautiful, wholesome experience. And I was very grateful for it.
It's a good point you bring up. I'm going to change the word. I'm going to get a little businessy here. I'm going to use the word network.
Yeah.
When you're doing your 100, 200, 300 readings, and again, it's all up to you. And I'm not going to hold, you know, anything over your head. I'm just going to say, if you want our certification, these are the minimums you have to do. But when you're doing your hundreds of readings for people, you are building your network.
Yeah.
And that's, Nicole said it in like regular people talk, which is my favorite language, but I'm going to get a little businessy in here and say, you're establishing your network, and those are people where you can go say, here, I've got this idea. I would like you to listen, and you present your ideas in ways that it benefits both of you. And you can't be afraid for someone to say no, because if telemarketing taught me anything, I know I was 16 at the time and did it for 10 years, but sorry, I paid for that karma. But it's a numbers game. It really is. The problem is there are people out there that want you, that need you, and they have no idea you exist. They have, matter of fact, they don't know that the opportunity exists until you present it to them. And so, you know, let us help you. We have free workshops. We have paid workshops. I mean, you know, it's not about the money. It's about sending a message. I love that line. But you got to get off your ass and do it. And that's one good thing about Nicole being an Aries is she's really good at getting off her ass and doing it. But what I wanted to do, and I apologize, everybody, we're like 30 minutes into this, but I wanted to get to this point right away without telling the actual events.
Yes.
You just got, like right before we got on the phone, you're like, oh, hey, look, here's an offer to do, I think it was pet Reiki, right?
Pet readings. Pet readings.
Pet readings. Yeah. Okay. By the way, so when I said Reiki, what, real quick, I want to go back into that, but what services do you offer? Like, I'm just curious.
So I do tarot readings. Okay. I do a mix of tarot, and sometimes I bring in Lenormand, and then I do Reiki work. And
you're learning astrology.
I'm learning astrology. And I also
readings. You teach people pet readings, and you are even available to help people grow their spiritual business.
Correct.
Now, the reason why I brought that up, everybody, is I want you to understand that not that you haven't done things in the past, Nicole, but just for the sake of this metaphysical realm, when you first started, you know, charging, it was just tarot. And everything grew or blossomed organically, right?
Yes, yes. So it was tarot first, and then I actually took a course on Udemy about life coaching. I will not sit here and say I'm a certified life coach. It's more for the fact.
Did you learn something?
Yes, and that was a thing. I will not say I'm a life coach, but I will say that it changed the way that I do readings and that I approach readings with the client. So it gives it a coaching perspective where I'm not turning over a card and going, you're this. It's like, no, no, no. Let's talk about this card now. Let me ask you questions. But the questions I ask you are going to allow you, the client, to come to your own conclusion. So therefore, I am not telling somebody, you go need to do this. And then that sets me up for a whole big problem.
Right. So the reason why I brought all this up, folks, is you can do this. And you know, if we look at Nicole and go, oh my God, well, she's just, her schedule is packed. It's like, well, we work into this, you know, maybe you love astrology. I'm just guessing here. Maybe you like Lenormand or tarot or palmistry or something completely different. You know, like you just happen to be listening to a tarot podcast, but you're like, no, I really love, let's say Reiki, right? Hypnotherapy. All of what we're talking about applies to you in the sense of start right now, start today, or if you're already doing it, really embrace your passion, your core business, and allow things, without getting distracted, allow things to evolve, allow things to blossom, and make your clients pay for this. In other words, do a really good job, get the word out. That's what we're helping you do. Get the word out, you know, build up your income. And now that you have a little bit of disposable income, if you want to branch into something else, if you want to try something else, it's like gambling. You're playing with the house's money. You know, you started with $100, you're up to $10,000. This is not financial advice. This is purely a hypothetical. But, you know, hey, you're doing really well. As long as you shove, let's say, $1,000 or $2,000 in your pocket, you say, I'm not touching that, you know you're walking out well. So you can go play craps or roulette and you know, kids don't do school, do stay on drugs and gamble. I got that backwards. You know what I mean?
You did.
but yes. Now, having said all that, I'm going to get to the point is that
I know. So we have to be very
You had a pet Reiki, a pet reading offer today.
Right. So that's the whole thing. It's about putting up that professionalism that builds your reputation, that gets people to remember you and want you back.
What are some of the events that you have done and that you've got scheduled without naming names that will make anybody upset?
So I have,
you have that Pennsylvania thing.
I have the Pennsylvania thing. So that's a,
it's a party, right?
It's a party.
Tell us a little bit about that without naming names, because this is important. I really like this and I want people to understand the value of it.
It's actually a sweet 16 birthday party. I think that's as much as I can do with it.
Okay. Okay. That's all we care about now. Right. In Pennsylvania, there's a whole bunch of people having parties and everything, but this particular person has requested a skilled tarot reader at her party. Mm-hmm. There's probably going to be moms there. Or if the moms aren't there specifically, I imagine that if you need to go do a reading, it's probably not going to be like five people. There's probably going to be a good number of, if it's worth hiring a tarot reader to come mm-hmm. drive to an, I'm sorry, a really skilled one, you know, to drive 2.5 hours or however far Pennsylvania is. You're probably going to be giving a lot of readings, which means you're mm-hmm. going to have a lot of potential. You're going to have a lot of happy, satisfied clients telling their moms,
yeah,
oh my God, this was so much fun. Or they're going to go to school and go, I got a tarot reading. And then mm-hmm. they're going to tell their moms. And essentially, this is just a farm for clients is what I'm saying. So as your coach, I say, you know, leave nothing on the table. Throw yourself into this, get a hotel room, whatever. But do the very best thing you can and make sure, and you would have done this anyway, but again, this is just part of the beauty of being in the coaching corner, is I can say, make this the best damn experience they've ever had, especially mm-hmm. because it's Sweet 16 party. And this will give you the best opportunity for your network to just grow exponentially.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things, because I have spoken to other, I have other friends in the industry. And that is one of the things where it's like, you do not know who you're touching. Like quite literally, you have no idea who that client is. Like, I sit down with them and I have a first name. Maybe I have a last name if I'm lucky, if they booked me online. But you have no idea who is sitting across from you and who they know. And, you know, I had a friend who told me, you know, her story is like, her origin story is insane. Like, she lived in California, which I feel like there's a little mm-hmm. bit more of a, there's a little bit more of a easy access there. But she went and did a party for like her friend. And then, you know, her friend's friends knew Hollywood stars. And all of a sudden, these people are calling her like the next day for readings. She's like, oh my God. So, you know, it can blow up like that.
Yeah, I've had other students, one particularly in Oxnard, California, in case you don't know, that's like the next little farming town right above, just north of Malibu. And so one of my students specifically, every year is invited into the sacred grounds of Malibu to read, to be, you know, they do a costume party every year for Halloween, and she reads for people she would never possibly meet on the street. But again, when we're reading for people, we're meeting them as equals. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's rather intimidating, you know, like, you know, I'm not going to mention any particular celebrity's name. I almost did, but you're like, oh my God. And, but you know, they're people. They're like, oh, well, hey, reading. Okay, cool. Or maybe they have real issues. Like when I say real issues, I'm like, maybe we're always treating this seriously and as a business. But a lot of times, a lot of our clients are just like, hey, this looks like fun. And other times they're like, hey, you know what? Let's do this. And I go back to Nancy Reagan. Nancy Reagan had a brilliant astrologer. Now, keep in mind, Uncle Ronnie was super conservative, at least in the day. That's what they called conservative. And, you know, we don't believe in tarot and astrology and stuff. But yet, the point is that you may be reading for somebody's husband or wife or brother, just like Nicole said. It's all 6 degrees of separation. Don't you have some, without going out, don't you have some Halloween or other parties coming up way down the road? You're like,
yeah, way down the road. So I literally just had somebody reserve like November with me because they were like, we're planning an event and we want you there again. Like, you know, we just have to have you back. So, you know, to do pet readings. So it's very cool.
And you've just recently done certain unnamed tarot convention-ish kind of things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help people here understand that this is a real thing. What does the guy say? It's a fun job, mm-hmm. but it's still a job.
I love exactly.
That song, by the way. I'm frustrated that people feel that there's some kind of barrier to being where
and
you
look,
are.
And that's the thing too, because it's like kind of like, you know, I've applied to speak at events and I've applied to, you know, do things. And then I just kind of sat back and I'm like, I've been to enough of these that I can do this myself. And I know that's a very Aries thing, but it's just,
it's an entrepreneurial thing.
Years of connections and people and networking. And now it's just like, hey, I got an idea. I know who to go to, or I know who to talk to, who can talk to somebody. And that's kind of how Psychic Garden NJ was born last year.
And I can't right, believe which it's was only where been you, a year. You did your own, right? It's already been a year. But please, people, listen, you know people, and you don't know who you know, maybe you do know who you know, but most of us don't know who we know. Yeah, we know this person, that person, that person. But if it sounds like, oh, Nicole's been networking all her life, I just want to take her down a notch and say, Nicole just knows people. It yeah. just happens to be that some of the people she knows turns out to be, you know, very good for her business. And the same can be said of any of us.
Besides, and sometimes
you guys know us, we know people. Right. So, I know a guy.
And sometimes the most amazing things happen where I'll read for somebody and they'll tell me what they do. And then I'll read for somebody else and they need that person and I connect them.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you are like the go-to because you're like, holy shit, you just like connected us and that's amazing. And so this is that over and above level of service sometimes.
So yes. So this is another reason why as a reader, you want to get some client information. Again, always protect your client's information, but you want to be able to get some client's information and contact because you're really making a connection with them. Mm-hmm. And you never know, that's the beauty of life, what tomorrow or the next day, that person may be someone that someone else needs.
Yes.
And just by giving the reason why we give these 100, 200, 300 readings isn't to make Dusty happy. It's to get practice It's to desensitize you from your fears and phobias and make your mistakes along the way early, but it's also to get the word out and have everybody know your name and like you, because you never know who talks to who. And when it is time for you to go out and charge $60, $100, $150 an hour, and that's, you know, that's going rate. You know, there's a wide spectrum of how much you can charge per area, like what will the market support? But even at $60 an hour, that's more than, well, it's more than most people make. And that's a sad thing, but yes. So you can sustain yourself on this. This is not financial advice, and we will do everything we can to help you. But, you know, again, everybody's experience is their own. But I want to bring on Nicole and say, this is real life. I can sit here all day and say, well, you can do it. You can do it. But here's an example. Yeah, I know, right? But the other one is, hey, Gilmore, you suck.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of that movie.
I know. The best part is that they go to each other's movies and they play the role.
It's yes.
Like,
yes.
I love it.
So, look, this is a fun business. We have fun. We want you to have fun. Do I have a school? Yes. Do I have a community? We're trying to make a community where you can come and be a part of this and you can talk to us. We will, if you're part of the family, family helps each other. Like, Nicole, I'm not gonna say that everybody who calls you at 3 a.m. you know can get a you know, but
oh, my phone goes just, my phone shuts off. Nobody's getting me at 3 a.m.
But I think you just told me like well, for example, one of our friendly, fun, brand new, amazing astrology Australian. It begins with an A, right? The word Australian students. You've been taking time and kind of shepherding her, you know, answering some mm-hmm. of her questions. Point is, we're a small, tight-knit community. We don't allow asshats in, which nobody's listening who's an asshat. So we're, you know, you're welcome.
Yeah, like once you're on the inside circle, you're, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Once you are in our little inner family, we're very accessible. It's not.
We could change our name to Olive Garden because what is like yeah. here? Sorry, Olive Garden, but when you're here, you're family. I'm like, yeah. God, I wish I would have thought of that. Now I wanted meatballs. All right. So thank Nicole. Thank you so much for your time, everybody. Thank you for listening. The real thing and the takeaway I want to give you guys is. Here's an example, real life. Nicole, we haven't even gone into all the things that she's booked. Her schedule is literally being booked up over the year. They are going, Nicole, I'm going to laugh because people are going to be fighting over you for who gets you for Halloween.
Yeah.
And that's going to be sad because, you know, I want everybody to win, but or everybody to be happy, but you're going to be too much in demand.
But you know what it is? I think that October and April, I kind of feel the same energy every year. Like I'm born in April, but I'm kind of like, I'm an Aries. It starts when Aries season starts. Like, and I celebrate the whole, right. I celebrate the whole Aries zodiac time period. And then like October is kind of like the same way. Like I almost feel like September 1st is like, that starts the Halloween season. And like every day is Halloween for like 2 months.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. And then there's Day of the Dead, right? There's, right. By the way, didn't you just have something about that as well?
Well, I that was the whole thing because I was kind of a little panicked because this person asked me to reserve this date. And I already know this is going to be like, if they book me, it'll be like year three that I do this Day of the Dead party. So that's the whole thing. And that I like alluded to earlier that, you know what, if you set yourself up and you present yourself the right way in a professional manner with the Canva, with the way that you're organized,
yes,
with the way that people can contact you and reach out to you, with the way that you set your booth up and present yourself, you know, you're not showing up with like torn clothes to do readings and stuff. You will get people end over end year after year to invite you back because you have this level of professionalism.
Yes, people want, it turns out people want quality. And I know we live in the world of Walmart and Temu and God bless low prices, but in our business, we don't need more $5 readers. We don't need any more of them. We've got enough of them. And for all of the $5 readers, please step up your game. I mean, if you can read for $5, you can read for $60. We just have to help you develop your presentation, your skills, you know, the depth of reading. We want you. I want you, right? It's Uncle Sam. We want you to not just get better, but to enjoy the fruits of your labor. So that's our mission, and that's I'm a zealot on that. So I'm asking you, if you're here, can you understand the words coming out of my mouth? Again,
nobody understands the words coming out of your mouth. Okay, I had to do it.
That's my favorite line. Like, wow, did you just say that? That was from Rush Hour 2, by the way. You got to see that. But if you can hear me, I am asking you, help us keep the lights on. Go to easytarotlessons.com. Start for a dollar. Join our community. Let us help you. In the meantime, get a deck. Get out there. Do it. Let us be an inspiration. And honestly, check out Nicole's book on Amazon. I mean, I don't know if you got to do the like look inside thing, but look at the reviews. And again, I'll back the book and I'll say it's totally worth $15. You know, if you buy it and you don't like it, fuck it, send it back to me. I'll give you $15. That's how much I believe in it. Because I want all of you, no matter what you're doing, to get out there and have a side hustle, have a part-time income, quit your crappy job and become an astrologer, tarot reader, Reiki master. All of these things are open to you, but God damn it, we have one life. And once it's gone, you know, we're on to something else, but you might as well do something while you're here. We're here to help. Thank you for being here. Okay, what is it? Thus ends the sermon of the day. Do you have anything you want to say before I just go rant? I'm done ranting. Do you want to leave people on a happy note?
It's totally up to you if you want to do our commercial.
Yeah, this is only for people who have stayed to the very end. Let's not say what it is. But let's give a date and an idea. And don't do the big sales message. Don't you want to know it? No, don't do that. It embarrass me. Okay, save the date, right?
Yes.
I'll tell you what. You do it all, and if you start going the radio voice or the big, you know, me, Dusty, I'm like.
You just said it.
Okay, fine. Okay, 1, 2, 3, your turn to talk.
Oh my gosh. So we are planning a Dusty meetup, and it's going to take place the first weekend in October. So roughly October.
Right. So pre-Halloween.
Yeah, pre-Halloween.
If you're in the New Jersey, New York area, mm-hmm. or you can get there. Look, I'm going to drive 12 hours each way. So if I can drive, you can drive.
And he's only driving so he could fit all the pizza he possibly can in his car. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to empty out my yellow car, and I'm going to stuff genuine New York slices in there with some dry ice. And I will eat like a king. But it's more than a Dusty meetup. The whole point is we're going to have like 3, probably 4 days. Mm-hmm. And you can come for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. But we're doing an event. I mean, mm-hmm. we're kind of saving the name for.
Yeah,
for
we don't want to let out any details just yet, but it is.
We're going to do an event. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have experts in different fields, but it's going to be small and it's going to be intimate. It's not going to be like, oh my God, here's 1,000 people and you're going to get lost in the crowd. No, this is literally We're looking for a very small amount of people. We want to spend time with you. We want to educate you. We want to entertain you. We've got some fun new games that we're gonna unveil there. There may be Reiki there, which I don't want to go too far. There will be tarot. There will be history. There will be museum decks.
It's a great cap
that you can see and touch, like ancient decks.
It's a great cap off if you've been in your school. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Like it's literally the cherry on top.
Like, and Nicole is going to teach you, I will yes. help her, teach you how to get into the business, how to make some money. We will do, and I will do a super crunched, condensed version of my $1,000 course on how to get lots of clients. So I will add my expertise to hers. Again, I'm always just happy to give her the stage. Details are forthcoming. But it's a 4-day event, which means we are going to pack it solid with stuff. And it's right across from a donut shop. And there's Italian food, which is always good. There's sushi.
Bagels.
Yeah, there's always bagels. Chinese food. Like we'll take care of you. Save the date. What is it? 4th, 5th, and 6th-ish of October.
Yeah, and possibly Thursday night as well.
Yeah, and
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
It's Sunday. Like if anybody shows up early, they get extra special time with us to hang out, party, talk about anything at all. The whole point is that this top secret event, which we just kind of leaked out, because we keep arguing, let's tell them. No, don't tell them yet. Don't tell them till July. But no.
Yes, use your vacation time then. That's what we're trying to tell you.
Nicole, that's the point. I need you to tell them because we know there are other events going on, and that's why we didn't do it over Halloween.
Right.
But give people the disclaimer that they need to save some vacation or whatever.
Right. Definitely save some vacation time because we would all, the both of us would love to see you and spend time.
Yeah, this is going to be in person. Yeah. We might do a virtual event attached to it. And I don't mean like, hey, here's a camera, watch us having fun. We might do, we don't know yet, a virtual event because we know some people literally can't come. And besides, we have a lot of room, but we're really looking to make a small, intimate, fun, life-changing event. And it's super affordable. I mean, we're not going to give any prices, but it is super affordable. Save your money now. Save the date now. You don't have to make any plans yet, but we will come out with more information. But the reason why we can't tell you right now is because we're busy packing more and more value and more fun into this.
Yeah, and we are lining up other speakers too. So
yes, but only quality people. Yeah. So if you're not invited, it doesn't mean that you're not quality. It just means like, oh, we didn't know you're available. But if you do show up, it's not going to be a pitch fest. I personally hate to go to writers conventions and it's always like, hey, now that you're here, buy my $3,000 course. And the next person is like, hey, buy my $10,000 course.
Yeah, it's almost like they set it up to be the funnel.
Right. It's a sales funnel. It's a funnel system. I don't want a sales funnel. If you show up to our event, you're going to have fun. You're going to learn. Or fuck it. I will reach into my pocket. I will personally give you your money back. Oh, I just made that up, but there it is.
And the other thing too is I'm going to release one thing. I'm going to release one thing out there. There will be a book swap.
Oh, there's going to be a book swap. There might be a deck swap. There's going to be book signings.
Yes.
There might be readings. So sorry to tease you, but
it's just going to be a lot of food and fun. That's it.
Oh my God, food and fun. Yeah. I'm going to go on the keto diet for like the next 8 months because I know I'm going to gain like 50 pounds there. Just like food. We're going to. There's a castle. There's a hotel nearby that looks like a castle. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's going to be on the list.
Sorry, that's just a little extra thing.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I don't know if you've heard this about the pizza, but the mayor of New York wants basically to have all the stoves and stuff like that in the restaurants in New York City to be like all like high efficiency. And it's literally going to put all of New York pizza out of business. So
oh, no, all the wood-burning pizza.
Yes. Yes. So New Jersey
Move
is literally going to become the Mecca.
Move to New Jersey.
Yep. It's going to become pizza Mecca. And I'm okay with that.
We'll have Jersey slice, not That's New right. York slice.
That's right.
Oh, man. You know, talking about ruining a good mm-hmm. thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. You know we'll be back. Write me at dustywhite.net if you want to pester me. I'm always happy.
And obviously, yes. And that was the other thing we talked about yesterday. If you are interested in this trip, reach out to Dusty via the email and let us know so that we can put you on a specific mailing list to give you more details.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. We're going to be stingy and only release like actual details to people who, you know, really, you're not committing. You're not saying, okay, I'm guaranteeing I'm going to come. But if you're serious and you want to, you know, you think you can come and you want to meet other people. And again, we're trying to drag in some top name experts who are like, oh my God, I get to meet that person. And Dusty, whatever. Get out of my way, Dusty. I want to meet this person. Yeah. So we will happily give you details, but we don't really want it to go public just yet because we're putting all the things in it. But Nicole convinced me to say, yes, okay, let's at least let people know because we don't want to wait till August and go, hey, guess what we're doing? You're like, I've already booked for blah, blah, blah. You guys could have let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being here. Okay. Can't see waving.
Bye, everybody.
Bye for now.